Throughout the months of June and July 1796, while General Bonaparte was busy consolidating his considerable gains in northern Italy, the Austrians steadily built up their forces in anticipation of a major counteroffensive under a new commander, General Wurmser. On the 29th of July, a central Austrian column struck south from Trent, driving the French back across the Mincio. Meanwhile, a flanking column advanced along the western shore of Lake Garda in an effort to trap the French in a well-conceived pincer movement. Forced to defend his position on two fronts at once, Bonaparte abandoned the siege of Mantua and moved to prevent the union of the enemy's two main columns at the foot of Lake Garda. In a series of fierce engagements near Lonato, he repulsed the enemy's flanking force, then turned to deal with Wurmser in a hard-fought battle at Castiglione. Here, on August 3rd, the French once again prevailed, sending the Austrians reeling back across the Mincio and reinstating the siege of Mantua. Following several weeks of reorganization in the vicinity of Trent, Wurmser undertook another advance on Mantua during the first week of September, this time leading his main column south along the valley of the Brenta River. Learning of Wurmser's movements, even as he was leading his own attack on Trent, Bonaparte sent the better part of his force in pursuit along the upper Brenta, and himself raced south to head off Wurmser's advance, seeking to catch the enemy in a pincer movement of his own. Meanwhile, ignoring the threatened French envelopment, Wurmser proceeded to Mantua, where he lifted the siege on September 12th. The Austrian success was short-lived, however, for by the 15th, the relieving force was itself surrounded, and Mantua, with the addition of Wurmser's entire force, was once again completely invested by the French.